Kayla.
Yeah.
What's good?
It's a local story today. When Heather was a little girl, she remembers being down in the basement with her brother, holding glass bottles filled with all sorts of liquids for her father, who was a chemist. They all had their goggles and gloves on, and still to this day, she'd tell you that it was one of her fondest memories as a child, just helping Dad. And we all know the feeling. The first time your dad lets you underneath the hood of a car, or asks you to, hey, son, pass me the wrench. Or, in her case, her father saying, hey, honey, hold it right there. Yep, nice, steady, good job. Heather Spinney Laidlaw's dad, Peter Spinney, started his company from that basement and named it Anchor Seal Incorporated. He used his knowledge as a chemist and, of course, the support of his family, and the local Gloucester company grew. Today, the family business has 16 employees. Heather and her brother work there, as well as Heather's nephew. And still to this day, Peter Spinney has never laid a person off from that job, ever. Over the past 40 years, the Anchor Seal Incorporated has been known for custom formulating and manufacturing epoxies, urethanes, silicones, and sealants for commercial and industrial applications. But now, they're growing and making FDA-approved hand sanitizer. Here's Heather talking about
We've added the hand sanitizer product as, you know, to help the supply chain, but also to help our employees to stay busy and keep business going.
Of course, their goal, like many other local businesses, has been to stay afloat during this pandemic and to adapt with the needs of consumers. The company has a state-of-the-art 15,000 square foot facility with very large mixers and dispensing machines, and they have the ability to package cases of sanitizers and containers ranging from 2 ounces to 1 gallon, and they can ship anywhere in the USA. And what I love about this Gloucester company is that while they are for profit, you know, because they got to make money to feed their families, they've also donated a lot of the hand sanitizer too. Their first donation went to the Gloucester Police and Fire, then to a hospice center in Danvers, another police department in Hingham. And I must applaud them because 2 days ago, 24 bottles of the 2 ounce sanitizer showed up at my door. Anchor Seal Incorporated had mailed me sanitizer to donate to the elderly pop-up in Weymouth that our dear friend Dennis Brooks started. So hats off to this local business for keeping food on the table, employees with jobs, and providing not only Massachusetts, but the country with much-needed cleaning products to keep everyone safe right now. Thank you! That's your Feels Good for today. Nice and local. Keep sending me stuff, though. Find us on socials.